أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. This is the last quality that Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves, the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and the Ibadur Rahman are those people who say, in other words, they pray, they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. O our Rabb, grant us that our spouses and children be the coolness of our eyes. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And the second part of the dua is, and make us leaders of those who are muttaqeen, those who are conscious of Allah Ta'ala, or those who have the quality of piety, the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that one usually draws solace from the fact that his wife and children submit to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. By and large, the commentators here have expressed that from the beginning of the qualities of Ibadur Rahman till here, Allah Ta'ala had centered the whole discussion around the person himself, but he is not one that will outdo others. He is not one that will exert himself in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala alone. He will be also concerned about the spiritual welfare of his wife and his children, that is his family. So here they make this dua of Qurrata A'yun, that O Allah, grant us that our spouses and our children become the coolness of our eyes. It refers to one's spouse and children who become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then hence they become the coolness of the eyes, they become the source of happiness in this world and also the akhirat. The second part of the dua, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and O Allah, make us for the muttaqeen, for the ones who are conscious of Allah, for the ones that have the fear of Allah, imams, in other words, leaders. Now this is no desire for any material status. This is no desire for any rank in the hearts of these Ibadur Rahman. What the impression that one gets from this ayat or this part of the dua, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, that Allah, there are so many people. There are so many people that have the quality of taqwa. And if you can only make it that they gain their deen from me, they become inspired from us, and in that way we become their leaders. So it is in conformity with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sanna sunnatan hasanatan, that person that brings about a good way of life, that we have taqwa, others also have taqwa, but they draw the inspiration from us, and then they carry on being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, whatever they do then, we are also rewarded by Allah Rabbul Izzat in the hereafter. So the desire is not any fame, the desire is not any status, the desire is more the reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like we find in one hadith, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lengthy, just one part of it, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma hdina wahdi bina, O Allah, guide us and make us a source of guidance for others. And this is the very, very important aspect. At the very beginning, we did the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeking protection that we ourselves do not slip and we do not misguide others. That should never ever happen in our lives, that we become the source of misguidance for anyone, but rather make dua, Allahumma hdina wahdi bina, O Allah, guide us and guide through us, guide others also, that we become the means of guidance of others. Now, after all these qualities that Allah Ta'ala enumerated, Allah Ta'ala enlisted, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the jaza, the reward of these Ibadur Rahman. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, that these are the people who will be rewarded with ghurfa. Ghurfa refers to the upper chambers of Jannah. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these upper chambers will be of such a nature that those from outside, they will be able to see inside, and from the inside, they will be able to look out. And in one hadith, it will seem as though these are stars. In other words, they are shining. And here Allah Ta'ala gives them these upper chambers to show absolute honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon them. We have visitors, we give them the best of facilities of our home. It is because of honor and ikram. And here, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the honor and ikram. Bima sabaru. Why is Allah ta'ala doing this? Because of the sabr. Now we spoke about this quality of sabr on various occasions. Sabr doesn't simply mean having patience, but it is a connotation of persevering. Persevering in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It means to restrain, restraining from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And then to have patience on whatever our taqdeer is, insofar as the difficulties that may come upon us from Allah Rabbul Izzat. These are the three aspects of sabr. Sabr is not any complacency. Sabr is not to do, but sabr is a very, very positive quality that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran. So they had this quality of perseverance, of restraint, of patience, and bringing these qualities and these deeds and these actions in. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا, and then they will be received with tahiyyah. Tahiyyah, in actual fact, it means dua, invocation. And salama, the greetings of peace. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ, malaika will enter upon them from different doors, from all doors, making salam to them. And this salam again is indicative of ikram and honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them. That in this world you kept yourself humble, in this world you were tolerant, in this world you persevered and you had got up for your tahajjud salat after performing all your other fara'is. Then you made dua and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you away from the fire of Jahannam. And when you spent, you realized that you and your wealth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing that belongs to you. All of that required a great deal of understanding, a great deal of perseverance, and a great deal of restraint. And in lieu of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that ikram from the time they enter Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala will continue to give them that honor forever and ever. And then Allah Ta'ala says, khalidina fiha, they will remain in it forever. Hasunat mustaqarran wa muqama, that how excellent is the residence and the abode of Jannah. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make the ikram in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us also these qualities of these Ibadur Rahman and these slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.